I think it's the language class in this in the university, because in the past we always talked about skills we need to use in the HADSC, and I seldom learn many vocabulary. And in this course, I learned a lot of vocabularies, and also through watching some videos, I thought learning English is much more happy and having so much fun. So another is my memorable English reading experience. I think I don't have a lot of English reading experience before, but I think a book called The Readers is quite interesting, and it's talking about the Second World War, and it's, I think it's, the storyline is good for me, and also my reflection is in, it requires me to think a lot, so I think this is very memorable.
Great. So I'm glad you enjoyed learning English in the university course. Yeah, because you said you learn a lot of vocabularies and all that. So what else, other than learning vocabularies, what else do you enjoy in learning English, you know, in general?
Oh, I do. In the past, we always sitting in our own place, and we seldom talk, and the teachers just teach whatever they want to, but in the university, I think the teachers require us to talk more and communicate with others, and this enhanced my English speaking skills, and I think it's very good.
Well, that's great. So, and you also said about the book, The Reader.
Yeah.
Right, so do you see yourself reading other genre of books that is related, you know, that's similar to The Reader?
I think I like reading psychology books, and this I think it's really fun, because I can just know what others are thinking, and it requires me to really reflect myself, so it's really similar to the book.
Does it have a lot of difficult words in psychology books?
Yeah, because the word is not quite usual in daily life. We seldom use it. So I learned a lot of very professional language and words in that kind of books.
Do you mind just naming a few right now?
I mean,
yeah, or just like anything you remember while reading the psychological books.
I think it's related to some kind of disease which caused by malnutrition, it's called. And I've never heard this kind of word before.